Mark, hello.
Steven.
Thanks for a few minutes of your time, and I'm so honored to be able to talk to one of the classy gentlemen I saw over and over and over on this MTV Video Music Channel, and what a great thing that was and what a great part you had to do with it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And I'll try not to ask the same bland questions you probably have been asked a million times. I'll try to make it a little different. What was the possibly the one artist that walked into the MTV studios in those early days that made you realize MTV really made it?
You know, it was less about people walking into the studio than it was about people walking into record shops in like Tulsa, Oklahoma, and asking for this weird band that had been off the shelves for several years called The Buggle, doing Video Killed the Radio Star. When we started to get reports from the record companies that they were getting requests from these, you know, mom-and-pop record shops in all these little towns in the Midwest and the South, then we realized, well, I think we're onto something here.
What's possibly the most memorable? I know you did a lot of taping, as what we call voice tracking these days, back then, but I'm sure you broke
an original voice tracker.
Yeah, exactly. We follow your pattern some 30 years afterwards.
Well, I know. It takes you people a while.
I know. But I'm sure you broke in live several times at the course from 81 to 87. Is there any particular MTV breaking news that you think might have been the most important that you had a part to deal with? If there was a news event, someone passing, something newsworthy that you had to actually break in live to cover during that time?
Well, you know, during the course of MTV, we didn't do that. I mean, the great example that I remember is when John Belushi died, that we got this, you know, this was obviously before the internet and texting and you know, any of that. And, you know, we got the call, and all we could do at that time, they called me and asked me to come back to the studio at, I don't know, 7 or 8 o'clock at night and recut some segments, which we did. And then the way that we had to do it then, we didn't break in live, but what we did was send those segments that I cut out to Smithtown, Long Island, which was where the uplink was to our satellite. So had to literally, like, I would cut these segments. They were on tape, real tape. And somebody would get in a car and drive out to Smithtown with the tapes and hand the guy there at the Network Operations Center the tapes. And he would put the tapes in, and he would, you know, mix it and send it up to the satellite so that the segment could be inserted. I mean, we didn't have the technology to break in live.
That's incredible. That really is a scene out of WKRP in Cincinnati almost.
It's really true.
Is there any artist that you had a chance to encounter maybe that you never actually did get to talk to or wished you could have talked to over the years, past or present?
Oh, boy. Well, I never got to interview John Lennon.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to. I've interviewed, and I never got to interview George either, Harrison, and I would have loved to have done that. I did interview Paul, and I've interviewed Ringo.
Would they have been one of the most you've been starstruck at over the years?
Well, and I've interviewed Mick Jagger, you know, since then. But they were, you know, at the top of the rock and roll food chain, really.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go beyond Paul McCartney? You know, I was really lucky to be able to do that. And I was, you know, like everyone is, you know, if you're Paul McCartney, everybody around you is starstruck. Everybody. So, but he was so gracious. And the guy literally called. I interviewed him in London, and he literally finished the interview and talked to me about being in London for the first time. It was my first time there, and he said, oh, and he recommended some restaurants to me, and he literally made the call. He called this restaurant, said, my friend Mark Goodman's coming down for dinner tonight. Can you please? Paul McCartney made me a dinner reservation.
That is wild.
One of the great experiences of my life. Really, it's amazing.
That's awesome.
That gracious, though. That's, I say that just to say that he was so aware that people around him were in awe that he did everything he could to make you feel comfortable.
And you find out most celebrities, once you actually get to know them, are that way.
Well, what you find out about most celebrities, I found, and you probably met your share, is that they're all just people at the end of the day. And, you know, some people are jerks and some people are awesome.
Exactly. And one other quick question. I'm a big, huge Weird Al fan. and you had the big Al TV. That was one of the early years. I thought that was just awesome.
We tried to stop it, but he just rolled right over it technologically.
How cool was that when that idea came about?
You know, I love that guy, and he is a genius.
Yes.
I really mean that. People, you know, because he's so goofy and because the things he makes fun of himself and, you know, he sort of gets short shrift, but he is brilliant. Brilliant. And I actually was lucky enough to the first time that I was at Mardi Gras in New Orleans, we were broadcasting live on MTV from Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there, and we did a bunch of segments together, and later on that night, in fact, I just saw him because he had this new record, you know, his new record is such a smash, and we just bumped into each other at Sirius XM, and I said, do you remember we were at Mardi Gras together, and we were cruising around in the limo? He goes, yes, I don't drink, but that night I was drunk off my ass, and we were partying together and just like standing up out of the moonroof in the limo and throwing beads at people. It was crazy.
And you are on a DVD that is part of a big release that actually comes out today. Part of it actually comes out today, the 6 DVD set. It's the best of the Midnight Special, and you're on there, and you tell folks what about the Midnight Special in regards to MTV.
Well, I appreciated that they wanted to come and talk to me about it. I mean, obviously, I have a part in video music that was inspired by or influenced by or was a precursor to MTV. You know, as I watched Midnight Special in the 70s, you know, I was out of college and starting to work and trying to get work in radio at that point. You know, who knew that years later, just a few years later, I would be a part of something that would really not have happened had it not been for Midnight Special.
And I've got a advanced copy of this. And this is, it says 507 minutes running time. This thing has everything, and it dawned on me, going back to the late 70s and early 80s, that they would have a one-hour episode where it would go from rock to country to soul to disco, and you never knew who was coming up next time.
That's the coolest thing about it. That's what I loved about Midnight Special, was that it was not about a format. It was great band, great artist, great song, you're on.
And any of this that was your personal favorite going over this?
I watched the show in the 70s. As I said, it debuted when I was in college, and I was in the dorms, and I didn't really have a TV in my dorm, so I missed probably the first couple of years of it. But I did see it certainly in the mid to late 70s, and I had forgotten about, I forgot that Tom Petty was on there.
Yeah.
You know, Tom Petty, the performance that he does is great. You could see, and that was the great thing about all these performances that you see, is that they're all live. Peter Frampton, who, you know, I started in radio in the 70s, we played a lot of Peter Frampton,
mm-hmm.
and he talks about going from doing that Midnight Special show to do the concert that wound up being Frampton Comes Alive.
Yeah.
And so that kind of thing is infused into this show and into this collection. It's really cool to see Fleetwood Mac, ELO,
AC/DC, the Village People, and you pick an artist in a genre, and there's a song that'll make you happy going back all that long time ago.
It really is cool. It's a great time capsule, and it's something that if you got kids, you can explain. Hey, look, the stuff that you're listening to today, you know, the R&B as big as it is, that wouldn't be happening without LaBelle or Marvin Gaye.
Exactly. It's an honor to be able to talk to you, and best of luck in everything.
Steven, take care.
All right, you too. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.